USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The accused Michigan mass shooter's mother cries at her Saturday arraignment on four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
And how are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
That is, James and Jennifer Crumbly were arraigned on those involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 15-year-old son allegedly used a gun that the parents bought him to shoot four people dead and wound seven others at his high school north of Detroit a few days ago. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin plan a video call on Tuesday. It's coming at a time as tensions have grown over the massive Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying this week the U.S. has evidence Russia's planning to conduct a large-scale attack on that state, but Russia's been denying it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is talking about his termination from the network. On his Twitter, he said on Saturday evening that it isn't how he wanted his time at CNN to end, and he thanked his colleagues, calling them a group of very special people. CNN confirming on Saturday they had fired Cuomo after more information came to light about just how much Cuomo had helped his brother amidst sexual harassment allegations that then-Governor Andrew Cuomo faced. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is reportedly telling some inside that organization that this is his final season. Down a level, as sports anchors would say, Alabama is the champion of the Southeastern Conference after defeating the top-ranked Georgia Bulldogs 41-24, the win securing Alabama's seventh SEC title in the past 10 seasons. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris losing another high-level staffer, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
I love Simone, and I can't wait to see what she will do next, and I know that it's been, it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Her departure would mark the second high-level exit from Harris's office in recent weeks. Ashley Etienne, the vice president's communications director, announced last month that she would leave in December.
President Biden will be in Kansas City, Missouri this week to promote his new infrastructure law. The White House saying in a statement that President Biden will discuss how the law will rebuild roads and bridges, upgrade public transit, replace water infrastructure, and create good-paying union jobs. It will be the first trip by Biden to a state that he did not win in 2020. And hot dog eating champ Joey Chestnut, now the Shrimp King as well, famous for winning the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest 14 times. He's now won a championship title for wolfing down 18 pounds of shrimp cocktail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.